Matt Greenwood returning on KJEF with Tom McFarland, head coach of the Festus girls and boys wrestling team. And we're going to cover both of those teams here in just a second. But we want to start with the girls because their district tournament was this past weekend. And Festus had three wrestlers try to qualify for state. Kirsten Klein, Madeline Zitch, and Lindsay Mills. And coach, I know is unfortunate for your team that neither of these three girls was able to qualify for a state, but nevertheless, to be in the district tournament and to even have Kirsten, you know, win a couple matches here and there, it's a stepping stone for what could be a potentially good Festus wrestling program. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Kirsten is our youngest wrestler on the girls team. She came in as a freshman, so to have her win four matches at districts and bring home a medal, even though she's not going to go to Columbia, not going to be at state, the experience she got there and, that win, that's big. That's big for building the program and encouraging other girls to come out. So,
and, the thing is, she didn't advance, but, hey, she picked up a couple of wins there. She won her first round game, then lost her second round, but then she won her second wrestle back and even got to the third place match. Before
right.
falling to Riley Bauman of Windsor. So she had a great run, coach. I mean, what can you kind of give us some insight as to kind of how her matches went and what you saw were sort of the reasons why she was winning some and losing some?
Well, all of my girls are pretty inexperienced. So when they're wrestling in a neutral position with somebody that's a little more experienced than them, they're going to tend to give up a lot of takedowns. So their plan was just to survive that first period, hopefully not give up too many points. Kirsten was wrestling really tough on top. She was being very aggressive. She was locking up some really good cradles. In her first round match, and I think in her second round wrestle back, she locked up that cradle. So she was just wrestling real tough on top. My other two girls, Maddie and Lindsay, they were doing everything they could do. Maddie had a real tough girl first round. She only lost by a point. And part of that was just inexperience. She gave up two illegal headlock penalties that cost her the match. And, that's just something where, more mat time and more experience, you don't make some of those mistakes. And so it's a learning process for them. And, Lindsay will be back next year, and I think she's going to be greatly improved. I think she's going to put in some time in the off season. I think she's really going to look good next year. So,
all right. Well, very well. Well, certainly, like you said, a bright future, especially with Kirsten Klein coming back and hopefully for you wrestling for the next 3 years.
Right.
You did mention beforehand that she's a cross-country runner as well, so I'm sure that probably helps with conditioning when it comes to these matches, which I guess is kind of different. It's kind of different conditioning. There's, body contact for endless amounts of minutes, or not necessarily endless, but, over a
sure.
period of time, and then there's just
Seems
running.
Seems that way.
Yeah. and then there's just running, which is a different kind of conditioning. But I just want to sort of get your thoughts on, what you hope for or what you hope to see from Kirsten and from Lindsay between now and the next wrestling season, and kind of your thoughts as to, how they are mentally, if you feel like they are prepared to really dive in 110% between now and the next season to get better.
I think they're going to kind of end up taking a little bit different strategies, and I think there could be success for both of them. Kirsten is an athlete. She's I think planning on playing three sports. She's going to continue to run. She's a good runner, and I do think that does lend itself to wrestling. It is a little bit different. Wrestling is more of a sprint. You're talking 2 minutes at a time, little breather, whereas obviously cross country, you're running a long period of time. But, it all builds athleticism. It all builds balance. And so that all plays into a sport like wrestling. And, ultimately, if you have good cardio, you have good cardio, and you know it helps your lungs and your heart and everything work together. So, but you know, I think she's going to continue to run and continue to progress that way. And then I think Lindsay's going to hit the mat a lot more. I think she's planning on wrestling with some club teams in the off season and getting some experience that way. And in a sport like wrestling, there's no substitute for time on the mat. And just having that experience of extra matches and extra time wrestling makes a big difference. So I think they're both going to improve, and I'm excited to see what they do next year.
All right, very cool. Well, Coach, we certainly wish them the best. And I want to transition now to the boys' team, because you've got districts coming up this weekend. You've even got some state qualifiers from last year returning for this year, and they've gone through another full season. Dylan French, as you mentioned before we started this interview, and Luke Shaver. Just sort of talk about the boys, some of the individuals from the season and the prospects of doing well at districts.
Sure. So, Dylan is coming back out. This will be his final year of wrestling. And, you know, he's down at 106 again this year. And he's just an explosive, tough kid. You know, there's a lot of kids he comes out and pins in the first period. We've really worked hard this year on his conditioning, so that when he does get to state and he does see those 6-minute, 7-minute, 8-minute matches, he's prepared for that and, can be just as explosive at the end of his matches as he is at the beginning. So I'm excited to see what he can do at districts and hopefully at Columbia this year. And then Luke is one, like I was saying earlier with the girls, he has just devoted himself in the off season to improving his wrestling. And he has spent a lot of time at off season tournaments and club rooms and just improving himself. So he's really wrestling at a different level this year than he was even last year. And it's just exciting to see him go out there and wrestle at that level. We got a few other guys that I think got a pretty good shot. We got a 120 pounder, Andrew Nolik. He's 29-6 right now this year. He's wrestling really tough. He did a lot of off-season work between last year and this year. He missed almost a month last year with mono, and I think it did show in his districts. He was a little bit sluggish. His moves weren't quite as crisp as they should have been. So this year he's got a full season under his belt, minus what we've missed because of weather. But he's really just looking crisp, clean. He wrestles hard. He doesn't have a lot of flair. He's not going to be flying through the air and silly stuff like that. He just really goes out there and goes to work, which I like to see in a wrestler. So then we have we've got Jordan Banks at 160 pounds. Jordan's a solid kid, just like these other guys. He was wrestling in the off season, putting in the time that he needs to put in. And so he's really looking good. Kind of turned a corner about halfway through the season this year, where he really just started improving rapidly. Started locking up cradles on guys left and right. So it was good to see. So, and then our two upperweight guys, we have Reese Montgomery at heavyweight, who's another four-year wrestler. So he's got some experience at districts. Unfortunately, he's just in a really tough district. He's got Becker. He's got Porter. He's got a couple other guys that are solid heavyweights right there. I think he's going to be right there in the mix. If he has a couple good matches, I think he could go. So it just depends on what happens on Friday and Saturday. And then our 95-pounder is Justice LeBrere. He's been doing pretty good, so it'll be exciting to see what he does.
All right, very well. Coach, obviously you at least have seen what the field is for at districts for the 285, as you just mentioned, with Joe and Landon. But Dylan French, what about him? Who are some of the guys? And I guess because, he was a state qualifier for last year and is a senior, I thought I'd, circle him a little bit more. But, what does his field look like for the 106?
So at 106, he's got a kid from North County, Cody White, that we've seen, several years now. We've kind of gone back and forth with him. He's lost two to him this year, which were kind of heartbreakers. So I think he's excited to see him again next year or this year later on at districts. We haven't seen a lot of other district guys, or if we have, Dylan's beaten them. But Cody's looking good. Farmington's always tough. So, pretty much anybody they put up there is going to be a good wrestler. And our district just in general tends to field some pretty good kids. Pacific's always got good kids. DeSoto, Hillsboro, Rockwood Summit, Poplar Bluff, they're all fielding real good guys. So.
Okay, and you mentioned Cody White. Is he the? Do you know if who Dylan's first round opponent is? Is it Cody?
No, we won't know that until
you get there.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that they'd probably be seeded 1 and 2. I mean, sometimes I get surprised on the seedings, but and if they're seeded 1 and 2, then they wouldn't see each other till later on in the tournament.
Okay, all right, very well. Coach McFarland, certainly appreciate the time. Congratulations on a good girls season. Best of luck to Kirsten and Lindsay as they return for you next year. And we certainly wish Dylan and Luke and others the best of luck at districts this weekend.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Tom McFarland, wrestling head coach, boys and girls, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.